Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ewu, inani eliphakeme ngempela uKristu asithenga ngalo, so ingakho kumele nje sihlezi simhloniphe uKristu yazi and sihlezi simappreciate ngaso sonke isikhathi ngoba akekho omunye obengenza lokhu akwenza. Ubanele Mahlangu uthi sibonga uJesu. Ya, hey, mfundisi bengiku kuthiwani kanje abasuthu bari muruti umfundisi ulindwa ngengoma.
Bonglinde ngengoma.
Yebo, bengikulinde ngengoma.
Thank you so much, sis. Unjani this afternoon?
Ngiyaphila, unjani?
No, I'm also great. I'm also blessing. Thembi kunabalaleli basa se right.
Aha. Yebo. Weekend yakho nayihambe kahle?
Very well. Yeah, I'm right. Can't complain. Yeah. Always looking forward to this day. You know, it's so funny. Good to see your Saturday become consumed by your Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we figure Sunday and you deliver, my pastor would say, Michelle, if you are preaching the next day, you are pregnant until you deliver. So your Saturday is just never the same. You are just looking forward to this day. You will only breathe after delivery. Uh-huh. But all in all, it's to the glory of God. Our skills do not only grow the people that we serve, they groom us in the way.
Yeah.
It's so funny how when you prepare a message, you're only preparing for 30 minutes, but you go for 3 hours. Mm. You go for the entire week. So you load yourself with so much and you are not aware that in the process of just exercising your skills to serve others, how you are growing, grooming yourself as well. I call it all a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
So, today sizokhuluma la nge strategy for consistency. Mhlambe asiqale ngokuchaza leli gama consistency.
Consistency, dictionary wise, is the ability to continue without dropping the ball.
Okay.
It is the ability to always show up to the occasion, never disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
That is what consistency in taking up, whether it's a task or just going on in your daily routines and doing it with so much excellence as if it was your first time, without losing momentum, without losing focus, without diminishing in what you are doing. That is what consistency is.
Okay. So today sizobuka a strategy for le consistency.
Mm.
Ihlangana kanjani nezwi likaNkulunkulu?
So if you can remember, Sesi, see the entire 4 weeks has been summed up on a topic, spiritual growth.
Yeah.
On the first week, I laid the foundation of the responsibility component of spiritual growth. On the second week, we spoke about the importance of prayer for your spiritual growth. And then sakhuluma ngezwi last week for spiritual growth. These are the key roles that makes up a believer and makes up one's ability to grow in the spirit and in their journey with God. But when you have done all this to stand, you need to continue standing. So let me say, whether it's a new believer or somebody who has been in Christ for whatever years, when you have done all these things, then you need the strategy to continue. It's like a business. You start up with all the foundation and then you go up and then you get into an equilibrium. Many people begin to go down again. How do you keep afloat and how do you keep on scaling up? Strategy for consistency. Because sometimes if we are in a level for too long, we either get bored or we don't know what's next. Now that I know how to pray, now that sengijulile ezwini, I've built a community of abazalwane and friends, then where to from here? How do I keep the momentum? How do I keep this ball rolling? That is what we are speaking about today, strategy for consistency. There is a pastor who would usually say that the things that have been chasing you are still chasing you, meaning that the devil does not stop coming to you simply because you are born again. Little Bible, when Jesus was praying in the mountain, the devil came. And he came again. So he does not stop coming unto us. Hence, we must always be ready, pull on the full armor. We must always be ready to ascend more, always be ready to scale up in our walk with God. So that is what we are dealing with today. As I titled it, The Strategy for Consistency.
Mhlampo munye ngathi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu kudingeka istrategy for iconsistency or kudingeka iwisdom.
All those things are summed up in my talk.
Okay.
So when I say strategy for consistency,
mm-hmm.
it's just how I titled the message. Remember,
okay.
If I can go down now and describe the word strategy. Strategy speaks also of wisdom. It speaks of tactics.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks of a lot of things. Wisdom being part of strategies. You can never strategize successfully if you are not inspired by wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
Allow me to go and start up, Sesi, with my talk for the day.
I see, unpack.
We are going to start from Proverbs 4:18.
Proverbs 4:18. Okay.
It reads as follows. But the path of the just, the righteous, is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until it reaches its full strength and glory unto the perfect day. Haggai 9:2-9 says that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house, meaning that there is no plateauing for the children of God. The plan of God for believers is for continuous growth and continuous fruitfulness. In John 15:8, he says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Another version says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples." Meaning that it gives glory to the Father when we continue to bear much fruits in the Spirit. There is no time in a believer's life where there should be a downslope, an epileptic Christian lifestyle where for 6 months you are on fire for God, and then for a year or two whereby your life is not consistent. It's epileptic. Your prayer life, your word study, how you show up for church, the zeal that you have for the Lord, it's not consistent. It's epileptic. That is not the plan of God for the believer. Hence the scripture says that the path of the just is as a shining light that keeps on shining brighter and brighter. It says that the glory of the latter house shall be more than the glory of the former, meaning that we continue to grow. God and the ministry is so big that there is no end to it. Nobody can ever get to a place and say, you know what, sengiphelelela. This is the least I can do in prayer, or this is the highest form of prayer that one can make. This is the highest that a man can reach. There is no end to God's wisdom. There is no end to what God can do with the life of a believer. We get to a place of even dying and death, and to say, you know what, this person's assignment has ended, but there is always more for a life of a believer. Allow me to go and read the book of Philippians 3:19, according to Paul. This is what Paul says: "Not that I have already attained, or I am already perfected, but I press." I want us to go and note that word. Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has already laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. I love what Paul says here. Paul, even as a non-believer, was an accomplished leader. He was leading the army of those who were persecuting the believers. He was an accomplished man. Even though he was mightily used by God, he has been sent to many churches. He has stand before mighty men defending the gospel. He has written the two-thirds of the New Testament. But this is what he says. He says here a statement of humility, of someone who is willing to become more, of somebody who is willing to still receive more from God. But we could say that Paul has done so much. Paul has walked his path. We could say that he has accomplished his calling for God. But this is a statement of humility, of somebody who is still willing to grow, of somebody who says, you know what? What God has done in my life is not sufficient. What I have seen of God, the prayers that I have done. There are people who have spent time in the mountain. There are people who have spent time with God. There are people who study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation over and over again. But this is what Paul says. We see a mindset of a victor. We see a mindset of somebody who is willing to stretch this Christian thing, to stretch his walk with God. He says that I have not already attained. So who am I to think that in the 3 years walking with God, or 30 years walking with God, I have attained that there is to be attained? He says that not that I have already attained, not that I've already been perfected. This is the mindset of a winner, which every believer must have in order to continue to grow. Because the minute you think you have touched the touch line, the minute you think you have done all that there is to be done, that's where you begin to die. Everyone who have a arrival mentality will not last, because the minute you think you have arrived, you begin to sink. So this is a mindset that every believer must have, to say that I don't think that I have already attained. For all the prayers that I have made, for all the, if you are a pastor or a gifted person, the people that you have preached to, it's not all that there is there to be done. The people that you have healed, it's not all that there is to be done. Paul says, not that I have already attained. He says, but I press. After all you have done, after all the prayers, after the testimonies, after God has done wonders in your life, there is always more for a believer. There is nobody who will attain greater heights in life if you think that what you have and where you are in life, whether spiritually, whether physical blessings, if you think that there is, that's all that there is to life, you begin to sink. Because there is no end to what God can do with the life of a believer. Therefore, what does Paul say? Paul says, but I press. After much prayer, I continue to press. After much studying, I continue to press. After much fasting, I continue to press. That is a mindset of he who always look forward to greater heights. That is a strategy for consistency, to always say, God, show me more. What else is left for me to do? What else is left for me to polish in the spirit? What else is left for me to scale up in my skill? What is my calling? What do you want me to do in this season? Because God is always fresh. Hence, when he teaches the disciples to pray, he says, pray in this manner. Give us this day our daily bread. So what God was saying yesterday is not what God is saying today. That's why there can never be an end to seeking God. There can never be an end to your prayers, because yesterday's strategy is not today's strategy. He instructs Abraham and say, take thy only son and go and sacrifice in the mountain. If Abraham was not a man who walks with God daily, he would have killed his son. Down in the mountain, God, as you begin your walk, is saying something else. When you get on top of the mountain, what is God saying to me now? What is God saying to me in this season of my life? If there's one thing that I am scared of, Sisbahle, is to walk with God ngenjwayelo. Is to walk with God. I remember there was a certain time when I was going through something in my life. And you know, when you are going through a sensitive decision in your life, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What God was saying yesterday might not be what God is saying today. To a point where I said, God, even at the last hour of my decision, if it's not your will, tell me and I will turn back there and there. Because I do not want to get on top of the mountain and walk in the instructions of what God said at the valley, of what God said down in the feet of the mountain. He says to Abraham in the feet of the mountain, go and sacrifice your son. When he gets to the mountain, give me this day my daily bread. What is God saying in my life now? What is God saying in this season now? Which direction do I take now? When Abraham gets on top of the mountain, God changes the story. Because walking with God, God does not tell you the entire story. Mawuqala naye. Unkulunkulu ukuthatha kancane kancane so that you continuously depend on him. Uthini unkulunkulu namhlanje? Simply because unkulunkulu uthe izolo. Uthini today? Give me today my daily bread. On top of the mountain, what is God saying? I've been walking with God for 50 years. I've been doing ministry for 30 years. I've been in the music industry for 30 years. If I do this strategy, it always works. But what is God saying today? Strategy for consistency. I always press. What is to press is to always inquire of the Lord, is to always tremble in the feet of God, is to always tremble and say, Lord, may I be in your will. Put me in the timetable of heaven. May I not walk according to because I grew up in a house that prays. My mother has always done it like this. If we fast for 3 days, we will receive answers. If we do this, we will receive that. What is God saying today? What is the strategy for this period of my life? Because in every period of your life, every stage of your life is new. If you were 49 last year, if you are 50 this year, you don't know how it's like to be 50. God, what is the strategy for this age in my life? What is the strategy for this period in my life? May I never get used to your word, but to go with you always, to pick up the rhythm of God always, and never to plateau, never to get used to what I think God is saying or God has done. But I press. With the children of Israel, if you want to see how God works with men, look at the children of Israel. How God will take them through twists and turns. Sometimes they were going back, a point where they would be surrounding a mountain. All those things were in God's plan. Because he says, he has known us before we're even born. We are engraved in his palm. Every delay, every setback, even at points where we feel like we are not making progress, it is still in God's script. It is still in God's perfect will. What we need to do is to continue to press, to tremble in his feet and say, Lord, what are you doing at this point in my life? To continuously be soaked in his presence, because God does not reveal himself outside of his presence. The minute we walk away from God, we cannot continue to hear. We cannot continue to grow. And simply because you heard yesterday does not guarantee that you will hear today. If you do not soak yourself in his presence, uhamba ngekujwayela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyamazi. God does not work like that. He says to Moses, you have camped in this mountain for too long. He gives Moses a direction. And every time he wants to speak with Moses, he took Moses to a higher place. So daily when you walk with God, you ascend to a higher place. What is God saying at this point in my life? Moses did not walk with the first instruction of leaving Egypt to say we are going to Canaan. How do we get there? What is the strategy for the road to get to Canaan? You continuously go to the mountain and meet up with God. Because along the way, along your journey with God, you will meet challenges as a Christian. You will meet setbacks. But how do you continue? You continue but by pressing towards the mark of the high calling. That I might know you more. The another verse says that we continue to press. A mindset of one who is always willing to hear from God, to ascend into greater heights. The one who believes that there is still more. Because obviously there is always more for a life of a believer. The scripture that proves to us that there is always more that God wants to do with our lives. Psalm 92 says that those that be planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of their God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will remain vital and green. The only strategy, says he, to remain vital and green in your walk with God is by being planted. When you are planted, you are continuously nourished. When you are planted, you are continuously watered. And you can only be watered where God have planted you. You remain fresh in your walk with God. You always have a new perspective. In every season, you can hear clearly what God is saying. Why? Because you are planted. Therefore, let me give an example with speakers, people who are in ministry. You never get to a point where you'd say, I don't know what to say. I've preached all the sermons. I've said everything that there is to be said. You remain fresh. The word of God remain fresh. Why? Because you are planted. Because you are continuously watered by God. Those that be planted in the house of their God remain green. They remain vital. They remain relevant. They remain fresh. That is what we remain. That is what we become when we are planted. That is how we continue in the place of growing and reaching more unto God. Only when we are planted, there is no drying down. Our leaves will not. There's a scripture that says that they will continue to bear fruit even out of season. Their leaves will not wither. Joshua 13 verse 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is when Joshua have started possessing the land in Canaan, fighting one country, one people after the other. And now Joshua is old. But this is what the Bible says. No matter how long you think you have done for the Lord, no matter how much you have attained in the spirit, no matter how much physical blessings, gifts God has given you, Joshua is now an old man, and Israel have started possessing the land. And this is what God says to Joshua. Joshua, you are stricken in years, you are old, but there remaineth much land. That is the life of a believer. We never plateau. There is always more that God can do. There is always more that God can give. Says Joshua, you are old, but look, there is still so much more that we still need to get out of Canaan. And that is the testimony of my life, that Lord, you are not done. You are not done with taking me into the secret place. You are not done with showing me your glory. You are not done with making me a spectacle of God's glory. People will see me and learn God. People will see me and desire for God. Young women will see me and say, is it a reality for a young, beautiful woman like this to press towards God, to love God? You have not done as much as you still want to do. I believe that there remaineth much land to be possessed. There remaineth much people to come into the kingdom. God is not done. Joshua, you are old. It does not matter how long you've walked with God, but there remaineth so much that God wants to do. Verse 13 says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Note, forgetting those things that are behind. If you want to constantly grow in Christ, you need to employ this strategy, never to dwell in the past. If you want to continue to grow in life, you need to employ this strategy. Do not dwell so much on yesterday. Why? Because there remaineth so much that needs to be done today and tomorrow. Forgetting those things that are behind me, Paul was not talking about the good things only or the bad things. Both these good things, if you dwell on them too much, they have a potential to ruin your continuity in your walk with Christ, in your walk with life. First of all, if you hold on to bad memories in life, Paul says, I forget those things which are behind me, both the good and the bad. Why? Because I need to press forward. If you dwell in the bad things that have happened in your journey with God, if you dwell on them and don't forget them, number one, it creates fear. You begin to doubt your God. You begin to not be sure about this God that you are walking with. Why? Because you are not forgetting these things that are behind you. You begin to question. When John was in prison, he begins to doubt God. He says, go and ask if he is the Messiah or we should wait for another. Why? Fear. Why? Because bad things have happened. And if you dwell in the bad things that have happened, in the journey, says he, of our journey with God, it's not always easy. You will be tested another time to a point where you'll want to ask if if this God is real. But if you dwell in your pain so much, you will begin to fear God. I mean, you'll begin to possess fear within yourself. And secondly, you will begin to slow down in your journey. You will begin to slag in your journey. Same consequences when we overdwell on the good things. If we overdwell on what God did yesterday, if we overdwell on the miracles of yesterday, how we used to pray yesterday, how I used to fast, how I used to live for God, if we overdwell even on the good things, it creates complacency. It creates pride to a point where all your testimonies are of yesteryears. Why? Because you are dwelling on what God have done with no hope of pressing forward. So if we do not forget those things that are behind us, we risk ourselves to be dormant. We risk ourselves to stay in one place. Either because of the bad things that have happened, now we are fearful, or because of the good things that have happened, now we are complacent. God did it yesterday, he will do it. We just have to cruise. All is fine. Because God have done it yesterday, he will do it today, and we do not continue to press. If you want to continue to grow, strategy for longevity, strategy for remaining. Jesus himself, even though he was the lamb slain from the beginning, did not violate these principles. The Bible says, and Jesus continued to grow in wisdom. He continued to grow in favor with God and with men. He continued to grow in stature. Meaning, for as long as we are human, for as long as we are in this body, there is always a need to press. There is always a need to dwell more. There is always a need to connect. There is always a need to check, am I still planted in the courts of my God? Because if I am planted, if I am rooted in God, therefore I will remain fresh. Therefore, there is always a word for me. Then there is always an instruction for me. Therefore, I will always be aligned to what is God doing in this season. Continuing to press. Continuing to grow. Two undeniable principles that guarantees growth, so that we can go and take our calls. Number one, remain humble and broken. Two principles that guarantees growth. The first principle, remain humble, remain broken. It is so funny that when God begins to show up in our lives, we can have a pride of, mina vele uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nami. Mina vele uNkulunkulu uyangenzela. Mina nje ngivele ngithi 1, 2, 3 ngalala nje ngibuza uNkulunkulu kusasa, will have the answer. And that pride disconnects us from God, because we no longer tremble in his feet. We no longer tremble in his word. We get used to God. We do not get now and again says when we go through challenges, I personally myself go to a retreat. uNkulunkulu, I don't think ngisezwa kahle. That is not doubting God. That is trembling to say, I don't want to move without you. I don't want to guess. I don't want to think I know. I don't want to think that the strategy that worked yesterday is still the same strategy today. Are you sure? Am I hearing right? So that you remain broken. You remain humble in the feet of God. Psalm 51:17. My sacrifice, this is David, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. When we become broken, this is not a broken heart. This kind of brokenness is dependency, is to surrender in the place of God and say, Father, if you do not do it, it cannot be done. This kind of brokenness is to say, is the brokenness of Moses in with the children of Israel. If you do not go with us, be rest assured we are not going anywhere. This was Moses showing his, I'm depending on you. I depend on you. This is the kind of brokenness that God wants in a life of a believer. That, Father, if you leave me here, I'm dead. If you do not go with me from here, I don't know what will happen to my life. Go with me. Hamba nami indlela yonke ungangishiyi ngingedwa. That is a life of a believer. To say, ungangishiyi endleleni. Ungangishiyi. May I never think I know. I don't know how to raise kids. I don't know how to do marriage. I don't know how to continue to be a believer in this stage of my life. I'm a single mom. I'm a divorced woman. I'm a divorced man. Business is no longer doing well. I believe in tithing. But at this point in my life, I don't know how to do it. David says, a broken and a contrite spirit, you will not despise. God is moved by a broken spirit, not just faith, not just words, but when you are truly broken to show your dependency on Him. There is no man who will be left by God, a man who walks in humility and a man who walks in brokenness. The scripture says, I reiterate, work out your salvation with trembling. The last one, says he, remain a long life student. You want to continue to grow? It's so funny for us preachers that we even undermine each other. If it's someone else preaching, I know that verse. Oh, uzangalea engelea. You know you've studied so much. You know ukuthi umuntu makafunda le verse kuna three angles to come for that verse. To a point where somebody else is preaching and they say, if you are here and you are struggling with 1, 2, 3, can I pray for you? And like, bazothina abantu. I'm a pastor. Come pray for myself. And you know very well, you know, when God wants to deliver you, if you have pride, He will use somebody less than you. There are times when great people in the Bible will have to go and show themselves to priests and prophets. This person is a king. So when God begins to elevate you, remain a long life student and remain humility. That's why the Bible says, humble yourself before the eyes of the Lord and He will lift you up. Lifting comes from humility. The humility part comes from you. You humble yourself. You do the humbling and then God does the lifting. You get to a point where you are too big to ask to be prayed for. You get to a point where even in the house of the Lord, I need to go in a protocol. You can't kneel. You can't be broken. Somebody is giving a testimony that touches you, but you are too big. I mean, I've just got ordained. I mean, I'm Pastor Triumph. What will people say? You miss God and unkulunkulu qala kancane kancane uyahamba. You will remain with a title, a presence, say hambile. If there's one thing I got ordained as a young person, I wanted to refuse. I got ordained, I was young, and my refusal was, God, won't this thing get into my head? I am where I am today. I am grateful that these people see this gift in me, if my pastor see this in me, but all I wanted was you. Will I not then get a title and lose you? Because all along, all I wanted was you. Will I not then carry a title and lose your presence? Because let the uploads go. Let the testimonies go. All I want is your presence. I want to remain in your feet. I want to remain a baby. I want to remain a student. I want to remain a lifelong learner before you. As God begin to elevate you, strategy for consistency, remain a learner, remain a student, a childlike attitude. Because a child trusts the person who is giving. A child is a receiver. So if you bring a posture and an attitude of a child, you are he who always receives. And the one who always receives always grows in wisdom, always grows in knowledge, begins to be lifted up. Remain a lifelong student. No matter what God has done, no matter how far you've walked with God, there is always newness. There's always freshness. God is always doing something new. God is always saying something new. If you want to continue to grow, if you want to keep up the momentum, remain a baby. Remain a starter. Go to church every day. Do not be used to it. Okay, this is what will. No, Father, whatever you do today in this place, don't do it without me. What? Because you never know the things that are remaining in the spirit left for you. Whatever. You want to grow in your journey with God? Never get to a place where you are too big. Never get to the finish line. There is always more for a believer. It does not matter who is standing before you. Even if they were born again yesterday, God can send a word using a newly born person. God can send your word using a newly born prophet. Anybody who stands before you in the name of the Lord, there's always something to learn. You want to continue to grow. You want your strategy for longevity to remain. Because I've seen people who start well. And then endleleni, I was born in a family of pastors. And my greatest cry to God is, I don't want to start well only. I want to end well. What is the strategy? And God said, remain a baby. Just remain. There's always more. Remain a learner. Don't undermine anyone. Don't think. Don't get too used to God. Remain a learner. Remain broken. Remain humble. Remain a learner. That is the key strategy for consistency.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wow. Njoba besikhuluma umfundisi esho la ukuthi sikhulume udaba lokukhula spiritually sathi ukuze ukhule spiritually kumele wenzeni u study the word of God, and then uku study the word of God kudinga yona I consistency. Sakhuluma nangendaba futhi yomkhuleko and nalapho kudingeka ini I consistency. So angeke ukwazi ukukhula uma wenza izinto half noma ushiya endleleni. I believe ukuthi sometimes abantu baba frustrated ngoba umuntu into uyayiqala akabi consistent and then athi ay la mina iyangihlula lento, kanti inkinga ila ekutheni I will be consistent.
But if you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples. Continuity.
Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 15 before 5 o'clock. Asikunikezele sesikhathi lapha ekhaya. Mhlambe unombuzo o awukambuzo kahle umfundisi. Uyamuzwa ukuthi uyakhuluma umfundisi kodwa awumuzwa kahle. Ya sila ukuthi sizosizana bazalwane ukuthi sil understand izwi likaNkulunkulu. So asikunikezele platform ke ukuthi ubuze. Noma ke mhlambe nawe kunala usa struggle khona uma kuza ku consistency. Mhlambe ungumuntu uthi hey mina yazi ngiyahluleka ukuthi ngihlezi ngilifunda izwi kaNkulunkulu, ngiyalifunda but uthola ukuthi ngiba bored bese ngiyalithatha ngilibeka laphaya. Omunye uthi ngizokhuleka only 2 minutes and then angisazi ukuthi ngithini kuNkulunkulu. So uyayibona ukuthi izoba nzima indaba ye consistency because umuntu uzothi ah ngiyothini kuNkulunkulu namhlanje ngoba ngikhuluma only 2 words and then I'm done. So uyokhula kanjani spiritually?
Sure.
Yebo. 0123341322 inamba ke leyo ngakhuluma nathi live on air noma unombuzo or uthanda nje ukufaka uvo lwakho. Onga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729. Asindlule ngala uma sibuya ke asikhulume nawe. Ya noma ungathumela I SMS ku 37871.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Radio Pulpit, where faith comes alive.
News with a kingdom perspective. Listen to Spectrum Fridays from 4 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 a.m.
Yo umfundisi uyazi ukukhuluma enye indaba lana wathi God is moved by a broken spirit. Yo ngezwe ingithinta kakhulu leyo. Lapha ekhaya wena uthini ngalolu daba unombuzo noma ke uthanda ukuthi ke uPaule sinawe asisizane ukuze sikwazi ukuthi kugcineni kosuku sikhule spiritually. 0123341322 unga WhatsApp noma wathumela I text ku 0826572729. Angiye la elayinini. Sawubona, dumela semoyeni.
Kuzozani?
Gali mambo.
Asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazi wethindaba lethu thokoza.
Amen.
Manje ke Nkosazana uJesu nakhuluma lapha nabafundi bakhe. Uthi umuntu mangigcine igcine amazwi wami.
Yebo.
Uyakuthandwa ubaba. Mina nobaba siyakubuya sakhe kuye. Umpostolo Paulo uthi leni zimi ka Christ malitele kini. Manje ke ngena hare enilenza kala mfundisi. Uze singabe ngama Christ kahle. Ukuze kungakaki kahle mfundisi inkosazana. Unobangela ukuthi leni zimi ka Christ lingathalikithi mfundisi. Umuntu nomukhandaza 10 hours. umuntu nomuntu endaza trust minute into le isala ungumntwana kaNkulu Nkulu kalimambo
kalimambo ya siyakuzwa mfundisi incingo zesavuliwe 0123341322 yabona nje Salim Zuzu embalwa plus minus 11 minutes so uma unombuzo yenze siqiniseko sokuthi uyangena kuseyimanje hey enemfundisi bengisakhuluma no nomfundisi lo beka senzela imotivation ngithi I wasn't aware ukuthi i last week yethu le
time flies.
Okay, asiye lana ku WhatsApp sizokuthi uthini la umama.
Hello, sisibahle kanjani ngiyaphila?
Ngiyaphila nami.
Siyabonga yes. Hayi siphakamisa udumo kuNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Unomhlabelelo uthi let the church says amen because God has spoken. Mama siyabonga. Eh. Siyabonga ngempela. uNkulunkulu usebenza ngenhliziyo contrite spirit elangazelela yena.
Yeah.
Yeah, ungusingahambi ngokujwayela vele ngoba uNkulunkulu izinto ezintsha. Oh, ayi yazi mina ngibusisekile siyabonga ukuthi siyakhula emoyeni. Nakulolu hambo lwethu kanye nenkosi yamakhosi. Ngoba kusala
Yo ungenzeni? Siqale futhi mfundisi. Okay. Ngiyaxolisa.
Hello sisibahle kanjani ngiyaphila? Hey. Siyabonga yes. Hayi siphakamisa udumo kuNkulunkulu. Unomhlabelelo uthi let the church says amen because God has spoken. Mama siyabonga. Eh. Siyabonga ngempela. uNkulunkulu usebenza ngenhliziyo contrite spirit elangazelela yena. Ya ungusingahambi ngokujwayela vele ngoba uNkulunkulu izinto ezintsha. Oh ayi yazi mina ngibusisekile siyabonga ukuthi siyakhula emoyeni. Nakulolu hambo lwethu kanye nenkosi yamakhosi. Ngoba kusalayo kumele sikhulile.
Yeah.
Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sizithobe naye uJesu ngokwakhe wathi elokho eyinkosi kodwa wathobeka kwaze kwaba sigcinene elalela okuvela konke kubaba osezulwini wayengenzi lutho ngaphandle kukaBaba wayenza intando kaBaba. May God help us ngoba ushilo nasezwini lakhe wathi laba bamamkelile uKristu Jesu babizwa ngokuthi bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. May we remain abantwana and humble ourselves under his mighty hand sizokhula. Hey ayi mina ngibusisekile mama uNkulunkulu akubusise yasi akubusise.
Thank you sis.
Ukhiphe konke like akubusise. Akuphakamise ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen mama. Yo. Okay asiye la kunombuzo nemfundisi. Okay asiqale nge comment. No, kunenye le engiyibonile before. Okay, yeah, siye kuyona. Greetings sisibahle and the pastor. I'm a child of God, but I struggle in the area of prayer. Every time I pray, my mind will be everywhere. I just feel ukuthi this is
Sissy. You know the place of prayer.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend, ngathi kuye you need to teach yourself to pray. You need to get to a point where you want it badly. And you teach yourself to pray.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says shut the door behind you. Shutting the door is not the physical door.
Yeah.
It's shutting the door of your mind.
Yeah, from your mind.
So
yeah.
Just I'll give you just a few tricks. Please go and use them. When you start to pray, it's like when you are at the gym. The first 10-15 minutes you like you want to leave man I lento you are breathing hard you don't have the rhythm you I hlangani man you don't have the rhythm your heartbeat your rhythm is not there because I'm a runner I know give it 30 minutes and beyond the beauty of exercising is if you exercise for 15 minutes you'll never ever
enjoy exercise. When the blood is now hot, the pain goes away. That's why if you go on for long, you can injure yourself and you ngeke uzwe leyo injury. You use later. Why? Because now your blood is hot. When you pray, you need to press past that pain, past the destruction. You know, that's why sometimes it's good to pray at night.
Yeah.
Especially for some of us who have kids working in business. Master, which is 6 o'clock, if one say, yakala. Master, 6 o'clock, I'm planning, are people coming to work? What am I supposed to do? So it becomes harder to shut the door of the mind.
Yeah.
But at night, when there is no phone call, when there is no message, you have no pressure to check on your phone, it becomes easier to pray without distraction. And when you feel yourself, now I'm thinking, pray even more. Try to shut the door. I'm not going to think about that. I'm just going to give you physical, practical. This is not spiritual. I'm not going to think about that. I'm praying, and this is what I'm praying about now. Sometimes it helps to know what you want to go and pray about. Maybe it's in a week. Like this week, I want to pray about this week. Or maybe, let me say, I've got a sick child. I'm dedicating this time to pray for my child. Already you've got scriptures that speaks on healing. You've sent forth your word and you healed us. With your stripes you have been healed. Those are things that you can go and take in the place of prayer. God's word. It trims you. It helps you to focus. Because sometimes we wander around because we are just praying aimlessly. It is okay. Don't spiritualize it if you are not there yet. Take baby steps to knowing how to pray. I will shut the door. I will not touch my phone. I will switch off my phone. I will not think about work. I will not think about that. This is time to pray. I am going to be praying for my child and my workplace. For my child, these are the 5 scriptures that I've read in the Bible. I will take them in the place of, believe me, when you go on in that, there comes a time where you're going to hit the rock, whereby you will start bubbling and praying things that you had not planned according to the Spirit be leading you. So this is how you learn how to pray. Try to shut the door. And know as well what you want to go and pray for. And prepare your prayer by reading scripture. I want to pray on, for example, Lord, teach me to pray. Why did the disciples go to Jesus and say, teach us how to pray? What was the Lord's prayer? You give praise to God, our Father who art in heaven. You gave thanks back to God for, you give thanks to God, you glorify the Father, you ask for continuous growth, all those things. We need to teach ourselves this. You need to make time. There comes a time when you need to make time and read books on how to pray. As simple as that. May God help you, sis.
As Tembe utike usizakele umama ngale mpendulo. Yeah, omunye uthi, good afternoon, Bahle. Let me please be anonymous. I want to grow, but I'm staying with a non-believer. I need prayers, please. Sure. Okay, sizobuyela kuyona nemfundo. Ngosasele iminute eyodwa. Okay, siyabonga bahle, sibusekile, siyaqhubeka, asibiyeli emuva. Umoya ongcwele akasize, and then kune voice note lana.
Sambona sisibahle, the pastor Triumph. Ifike right. Sisibahle,
ngiyalebo. Lina landlula muruti.
Kalontsile matla le matla lesa. Kore that's why I'm pele kamata. Paulo or so much to grow up the words.
Yeah.
That's why I'm dimly matter. I like what Moruti. I like to like feel alone. I like work consistent.
Yeah.
Especially if my mate got a big molo mona.
Okay.
But anyway, glue really lindsay.
Yeah.
Or I got hula happy.
Amen.
Or if I did your time.
And I got your core life on Facebook, Moruti. Yes, we put hell. Okay. Okay, mfundisi asivale ngaleya. Asivale ngaleya question. Yokuthi yeah.
I stay with a non-believer.
Yeah.
I ngithandi ukuthi ngizenze a jack of all trade. This is a bit sensitive because now it speaks of marriage. I don't like delving into a lot of departments.
Yeah.
Because it gets a bit complicated because I need to go back on choosing a partner. I need to go back to what does God say with marrying outside of our belief system. Even though God says that if you have married a non-believing man or husband, do not leave them. What if by through you they can get to change? But it becomes a different
department at once. And these are things that I look out to. I think people should look out to. How do I feel spiritual when I'm with this person? Is it somebody where mangnai I'll need to go to the toilet and pray? Is it somebody mangnai kufuneka ngihlebe? Do I need to downgrade? Because that's where it starts. If you are with this person, love-wise, everything-wise is fine. But when it comes to your spirituality, you will need to downgrade and dilute yourself. Then gubana a bit of a problem. But what I can say for now is work out your own salvation. Even if this person was a believing person, your salvation and your growth anyway would be your responsibility. If they do not stop you... Unfortunately, if we find ourselves in circles of non-believers, you need to put 10 times the effort of somebody who is in a circle of believers, meaning that you need to put extra work because this person does not understand sacred time. And I'm not going to undermine it to this person. It means nothing because I understand, meaning that you need to have strict boundaries. You need to make this person understand and you need to do 10 times the work. You need to pray even harder because of the distractions that are around you. Need to grow even stronger because of the distractions that are around you.
Hey, it's Kathy from this. Sorry, but ngingi disturb lapho. Okay, back to lagupi mwonge kolai moyeni.
I am available. Please do engage with me on all my social media platform.
Yeah.
Triumph, it means victory. Remember when the scripture says, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always.
Yeah.
Triumph meaning to win. So if you don't know how to spell that word or how you don't know that name,
yeah.
It means victory.
Amen.
Remember the triumphant entry, the victorious entry. So it's TRIUMPH, Triumph Lubisi.
Okay.
So that's where you found me on Instagram. You find me on Facebook. You find me on TikTok. Please do engage with us on TikTok. I'll be sending most of the clips from, I think I've sent our first week. I'll be sending all of them will be available on TikTok. And that is a platform where I preach a lot as well, encouraging not only spiritual or in the matters of church. I'm somebody who is also active in the business space. I believe that unkulunkulu safuna sithathu must take space in the marketplace. So those are places that are, I mean, those are the areas that I also speak about. Please do find me on my social media pages.
Shy, Pastor Ray. Mfundisi, thank you so much ukuthi nathi kulenyanga yonke ka May uyazi sidlile sifundile. So asiphinde sihlangane futhi angithi. Awugcinile today ukuthi ube lana. Yeah, uPastor Ray uyeza uzohlala nawe kuze kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock. Mina ngizobuya futhi next week Sunday ngaso lesi sikhathi. Sithini? Sithi uNkulunkulu muhle and uyohlezi emuhle. Siphuma neHalal Africa featuring Kimisha Dinna.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.